That's okay. That's okay. And we appreciate you trying to sow the seed of the changing of overtime and playoffs. You, Carter, yeah. You got time here? How much longer you got in break? You got time? Come on over here. You got to kind of witness this firsthand. Just your thoughts and overall feelings on this.
Well, I'm here to tell you that Mr. Major Tom is a revolutionary. There's going to be no. Right. I to be honest with you, that was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. I mean, he was just trying to enjoy some private breakfast, and of course, Major Tom. But hey, it's just one of those things. It was interesting. That's all I got to tell
it's
you.
It's in the Bill of Rights, right? Freedom
yeah.
of speech.
Yeah, no. Freedom of speech. That's all there is to it. So.
Just as long as you're not on a private breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Don't hand I Hate You fan club flyer to the guy that is the I Hate You guy. Eating breakfast. He's just let the man drink his orange juice first, man.
Yeah, you realize that you have ihatefinebomb@gmail.com at the bottom, and you handed it to Paul. Okay, I wanted to.
He says exactly as if that makes sense.
Carter, did you wonder about that as well? Kind of where that was going to play?
Yeah, I don't. You never know what Feinbaum. You know, it's a walking controversy with him. And you know, but Paul's actually a longtime friend, and it was fascinating to see that develop. Let's just say you have more courage than I would. Trust me. I mean, goodness, I don't.
Could this be the biggest news story of Media Day?
It could be.
Relatively bland.
Trust me, I was given play by. Play of it, but here's the thing though. Lars Anderson of Sports Illustrated is, I believe, the one who's eating breakfast with him.
Okay.
So I think Lars can write a long feature. I don't think it'll be Lee Jenkins on LeBron James kind of big, but it could be big. You never know.
But this thing has potential to grow.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could be a revolutionary. I don't know. People used to think Einstein was crazy. So
especially when you look at the fact of getting past an overtime, getting past certain yardage markers, and gaining a point.
Yeah.
We could see, in theory, the first 1-0 score in college football history.
And let me tell you what, man. People want to see those 1-0 score lines. Let me tell you what. I mean, goodness. When
the Big Ten would eat it up.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
That's why soccer is so popular. They love the 1-0.
Exactly.
And you know what? This is it's ever apparent to me now. This is a communist manifesto.
It really is. It really is. I mean, you never know. You should have gone up to...
Are you a World Cup representative? He's got more.
Whoa,
Fish! We got to get this. We got to get this on here. Major Tom, please. Would you like to take? You got to.
No,
he's.
But I see this is a left wing conspiracy. I get it now.
I understand. We it's a communist country, isn't it? We're getting taken over.
We're moving ever.
Where do you rate Feinbaum and Obama? Are they in the same sentence? Feinbaum and Obama, are they in the same sentence in your mind?
He likes them both.
Except the I Hate Feinbaum in bold print is handed it out. So basically, you're using Feinbaum's name.
He started the I Hate Paul Feinbaum book?
But.
I gotcha.
Oh, okay.
I hate teams. You're hating it. You're hating an actual human at this point, but.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
He said on the radio that he's not.
But by God, it someone had to do it, and it was you. I'm proud of you, Major Tom.
Major Tom, appreciate your time this morning. Just do yourself a favor, man. Enjoy the coffee. Go in there, get you something to eat. It's a nice place, Merck's Tavern and Kitchen. They're not serving booze yet. I don't know if that's your forte or not, but that's right. Yeah,
as long as he's not arrested, he says.
I don't think. I would say though, one more advance at Mr. Feinbaum, and I would say that would probably give you the heepo, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Is that one way?
I'm surprised he doesn't have security already.
10 ways to get kicked out of SEC Media Days. Would one be confronting Paul Feinbaum?
I think that's one of them.
I mean,
probably
Todd, the security man, just walked by and gave us a stern look. So
yeah,
that guy looks like he's the next Secret Service dude.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't. I mean, goodness. I think right now Todd could take out C.J. Mosley with the way he looks in his eyes.
Carter, you went to LSU. Nick Saban is up on the center stage this morning, so you know that security is heightened.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be some LSU fanboys here, so, and they always sneak through security. That's one thing LSU fans are good at, is they sneak through all kinds of security. I don't know what it is. I'm looking forward to Nick Saban. Are we going to expect anything from Saban today or what?
You're probably going to get some of the same. The patented coach speak.
It's all about the process.
What do you think he's going to say about Spurrier, though? Someone's going to ask him about that.
I think he'll kind of just chuckle. He might come back with a somewhat funny remark that people will give a generous courtesy laugh to.
Exactly.
But he's not going to go into – and these guys are friends. I mean, I can remember, you know, in team meetings I'm talking about Steve Spurrier and talking about how much he idolized him, you know, growing up.
But yeah, you would know, yeah.
So I don't think that there's anything there ill will. I mean, what did you agree with what Steve Spurrier said?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's unreal what he's able to recruit. And I tell people all the time, I think the next great player in college football is Cam Robinson. And I truly do believe it. I thought he was going to start as a true freshman. And, you know, that was one of the things, immediate playing time. I thought he was going to win the job in the spring. And I think what he's able to do recruiting Louisiana, Nick Saban, it's just unbelievable. Landon Collins was a player I covered when I was covering high school beat in Baton Rouge. And I thought that guy was going to be unreal. And you see that more likely he's going to be a first-round draft pick this year. So
top 10 pick.
Yeah, top 10 pick, probably so. But, yeah, guys, thanks for letting me stop by. Major Tom, trust me, man, we'll try our best to get your word out, man. We'll try our best. that's all I could do.
Carter, appreciate your time, bro.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, guys.
46 past the hour. We'll take a break here. Come back. Put the finishing touches on this Thursday edition. Final day of SEC Media Days brought to you by Cardiology Consultants. I'm Baron Huber, one half of this team, taking all the way to 8 o'clock right here on the home of Alabama Sports, Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.